Good evening, Rabbosai. Good evening. We're discussing some really important halachas tonight. Now, we're starting with the following shaila. What happens if somebody is swallowing a pill? This is going back to the discussion we had yesterday. Somebody wants to swallow a pill and he's drinking water specifically for the purpose of swallowing a medicine. Does he or does he not make a bracha of shahakol on the water? No. 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 Says the Mishnah Berurah, the bottom line, Kshishoyse Maim, this is towards the end of Sifkot Mem Gimel, Kshishoyse Maim Baboiker L'Refua Lo Yevorech Ve'im Gam Letzmo Yevorech. Mishnah Berurah's scenario is slightly different. If somebody needs to drink water in the morning for Refua, so he's drinking it, the water, for medical purpose. He's drinking water, we're not talking about a pill. Mishnah Berurah's case is just water. He needs to drink water. Whatever the medical history is, he needs to drink water. If he's drinking in the morning, I don't know if morning is critical. If he's drinking water for medical purpose, then he does not make a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah does add the words, Ve'im gam letzmo yivorech, if he does it for medical purpose, but he's also thirsty, he's thirsty and it's so he's thirsty, but he's drinking it for. So then the halacha is yevorich. He does make a bracha. Going back to the pill shaila, will be very similar. Therefore, the Rav Poskim hold that if you're drinking a pill, you are drinking for medical purpose, and therefore the water that you don't make a bracha on the water. What happens if you're thirsty? You're swallowing the pill if you are thirsty. You're drinking the water because of the pill, but you happen to be thirsty as well. Will you not make a bracha? You do. You do? Yeah?
I sometimes wonder if maybe swallowing the pill is going to be not like hesed per se, but it's going to interfere with directly. You made a bracha, now you need to drink water, but you're not really drinking water straight away because you're worrying about the pill on your tongue and swallowing it. So maybe that isn't actually going to be a key of the bracha. And you should just swallow the pill and then make a separate bracha on the water afterwards when you can concentrate.
Nice thought. What do you want to say?
What about other drinks?
So other drink, we saw the Mishnah Berurah yesterday, that Sham Ashkin, you will always make a bracha, even if it's to get rid of the bone. So for medicine as well, whenever you drink any other, the whole differentiation between smoy, not smoy, first and not first, that's only with the specific glass of water. Once you're talking about any other food or drink, thirsty enough doesn't make a difference, you're always going to make a bracha. Mayim is the only time you make a difference. So with regards to the shaila, if you're thirsty and you're swallowing a pill, majority of poiskim, it's a machloikas. It is a machloikas. Some poiskim say you do, some poiskim say you don't. I think the Mishnah Berurah will paskin that you do make a bracha. Rabbi Frank, what do you taina? I think the Mishnah Berurah would hold that you would make a bracha, based on yesterday's Mishnah Berurah. What do you think? I think the Mishnah Berurah holds that if you are swallowing a pill and you are thirsty, you will make a bracha. Based on yesterday's Mishnah Berurah. What do you tell now? Because Mishnah Berurah said yesterday, in Sifkot Mem, I think it seems to imply, it seems to imply that if you're getting any benefit, you know, a little bit thirsty, a bit of a benefit, you're going to make a bracha. So similarly, if you're swallowing it, the fact that you're swallowing it for the purpose of medicine doesn't take away that you're getting benefit from the water, and therefore you're going to make a bracha if you're thirsty. Yeah.
When the Mishnah Berurah discussed tefillin, Tzimtzum Rosh, and positioning it, the bracha is putting it in the right place, rather than on the just putting it on your head, and tightening it. So, Mishnah Berurah is very worried about what's it called, the phrase, you have to do something immediately after the problem.
Over
that's your son. Right. So, as that, like, even the extra second is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if maybe you could say Mishnah Berurah shits is clearly, he's worried about.
Over that's your son.
But, like, Akadekach. So, that if you're going to have the pill, like, his example was one of where you were just drinking water, where there's no hefsek.
Yeah.
So if
you're actually Point taken. I don't think there's over that's your son, though. Over at Yosan there specifically is actually talking about Birkas HaMitzvahs. This is slightly different.
The person that goes down your throat isn't the water, if it's the pill, and you made a bracha, then you could have made a bracha on a pill, not on the water.
Yeah. But you're all drinking simultaneously the water as well. They're generally speaking, over that Yosna is Birkas HaMitzvahs. Okay, but point taken. Okay, continue the Shulchan Aruch, we're up to Sif Ches, Rabbi Yisai. Kol ha'ocholin v'amashkin sh'odom oichel. Any food and drink, up to Sif Ches, yeah? Kol oichel, kol ha'ocholin, all the foods v'amashkin and the drinks. Sh'odom oichel, that a person eats, v'shoisei, and he drinks, l'refuo, for medical purpose. You're drinking any food because you know they are good for your, they help your illness. And you're drinking that particular liquid because that's helping your person's illness. What, do you make a bracha? Yes or no? Will you not? Person is having a tea because that's very good for his throat. Will you make a bracha or not?
You're going to taste something, aren't you? So it's not as simple as the water.
So you're going to make a bracha? Says the Shulchan Aruch, top of page 224. Him ta'amam toiv, if its taste is good, ve'acheich, and the throat ne'ne'me'em gets benefit and enjoyment from it. Mevorech aleihem, you do make a bracha tchila beforehand, uvasoif, and afterwards. You do make a bracha before and after. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, of Kotten Mem Gimel, Im Tamam Toiv, Roitze Loima, meaning, Af Alpi, although, She Einoi Toiv Loim Klal, he has no appetite for this particular food or this particular drink. The only reason why he's having it is for medical reason, Ve Einoi Chlam, and he only eats it, Elamach Mas Oines Cholyoi, watch the words, please note this word, Oines Cholyoi, because of the oines of his illness, Kaven, Shal Kolponim Acheich, Neinemem, so it's ultimately it's food, it's drink, he's enjoying it, ultimately. And therefore he's going to make a bracha. V'la'afukim em roim. However, this is to exclude if it's bad, bitter. She'en lo yano mizeh. He has no enjoyment whatsoever from it. Hafal pishim yisrapim em, although it's healing him, enem avarach klai does not make a bracha. So the halacha is that Rabbi said this is very important. We're going to talk about syrups in a minute. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're eating a food and a drink, and you're doing this specifically for a medical purpose, it's a food, it's a drink, you're eating it for medical purpose, a tea is a good example. You're having a hot tea because your throat is hurting you. You're in a lot of pain because of your throat. You can't really, you don't really fancy a tea now. It's the very hot summer's day. You don't really fancy, you don't feel like having it. But you're having it because your throat, you got pain in your throat. So the halacha is, you do make a bracha. Because ultimately, it's a food, it's a drink, you're getting enough from it. You're making a bracha. What would be an example for a food that you have because it's which is good for you?
Chili pepper.
Pardon?
Chili pepper.
What's that?
Chili pepper.
Oh, chili pepper, yeah.
It says in Megillah that chili pepper is the only food that's good for the whole body.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
Okay.
Garlic.
Garlic. Garlic, yeah. So you're having garlic specifically because you are... Sugar, yeah. Yeah. So Shaila is, if you're having specifically for medical purpose, do you make a bracha? Yes or no? So the halacha is, if it's food, you do make a bracha. If it's a food, you do make a bracha. Now, moving on from there, what about any syrup kind of liquid, which is a medical product? You're drinking it for medical purpose. Do you... Cough medicine, very good. Now, I'm going to speak about good tasting and about non-good tasting. Let's start with non-good tasting. So the more the adult styles, they're very often awful. Don't know if you ever had to taste any medicines which are really awful. Really awful, bitter, sour, and the rest of it. Do you make a bracha on that, yes or no? You do not. Absolutely correct. Why not? It's not a drink. So you're saying the item is not a... So you can't say shacheich ne'ne'mehem because you're having it for medical purpose, not something that you're actually enjoying as you're eating it. So does everybody agree with that? You don't make a bracha on a medicine. Good. What happens if it is there's loads of sugars and colorings added? That's what B'Shlom Zalman. B'Shlom Zalman asks. If there's loads, what would you tell it of it? If there's loads of colorings and sugars added to the medicine, to the syrup, in a way that now it's tasty and delicious. Well, it's not really tasty and delicious, but they tiny than it is, yeah? Will you now make a bracha or not?
If you enjoy it like a strep,
yeah?
Yes.
If you enjoy it like a strep, make a bracha, would you?
I tell you, we can ask my Gary, because he's taking cough medicine
Oh,
I'll ask him if he
enjoyed the egg. That's right. Then will you say, Rabbi, say, what do you think about this? It's an interesting shaila. So he's saying, if it's a bitter medicine, you don't make a bracha. What if it's added colorings and added sugars? Do you make a bracha or not? You do. Why not? It's now. It's, why is it different than an iced tea? It's not food. You're saying, so now you're saying a chiddush because it's not a non-food item. What makes it into non? What? Why do you define it not a food? Why do you say it's not a food? Yeah. So only the refuah. Okay. I'll tell you what. Bisham Zaman says a slightly different svara. Bisham Zaman says that that's right. If you look into Haora 31, we're talking about cough medicines, Moshele. Yeah, but if you look at Haora 31, he brings a fascinating svar from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and he says as follows: Lenyan trufa shebe'atzma mora. If you've got a bitter tasting, it's funny you're talking about cough medicines, and everybody's coughing. Yeah, Lenyan trufa shebe'atzma mora elosh mu'uv ba'dovo mosuk kedelam tiko. So he brings Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos and Chos, which is a very, very reliable mekor of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. He says that if it's a bitter tasting food, which was it was intrinsically, it's bitter. Intrinsically, it's not really edible, but they've added lots of colors to it. That's hakreshas oyebach. The bitter b'shem zamen is shem istabes shem avorchin oleh. You do make a brach on it. So you've got a kind of syrup or kind of medicine which they've added colorings and sugars to it. Yes, said b'shem zamen. Now it's edible. Now it's edible. You make a brach on it. Shari also lehenois meulem azeh b'loy bracha. You can, because you are allowed to make. You're not allowed to have any benefit. You're not allowed to drink and eat anything in this world without having benefit from it. At the end of the day, that's the danger of the medicines. Leaving medicines lying around for little kids, where, you know, sometimes they've got the strawberry taste and the sugar and the sweet and all these kind of, they see a red kind of thing. They think it's in the drink. That's why it's so dangerous. So they taste fine. Ask any 3-year-old. The syrups often taste very fine, very good. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, you don't have to have an norm or a bracha. So therefore, if it's tasting good, you make a bracha on it. So that's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman paskens. So interestingly, he does point out that that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, there's a stira in Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's psak. Elsewhere, he does paskens. You don't make a bracha, but I believe that the Shmiras Shabbos Kelchosa is normally an extremely reliable source of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's opinion, and although it does seem to have stiras, if you have to choose between the various reliability of the mekoyres, Shmiras Shabbos comes first in my experience, and therefore it looks like you'd make a brach on it. Similarly, also Rabbi Yashiv also paskens that you would make a brach on a nice tasting medicine. Does this apply to strep cells? That's a good question. So Rabbi Yisai, strep cells, would you make a bracha? Anyway, it's good. Why? It's like a sweet, yeah. So the fact that it's medical, I agree.
Is it the fact that the medicine or the strep is sweet and nice, or is it the fact that you have to enjoy it? Like, let's say it's orange. I don't actually like orange, but I have to say it's sweet, but I don't particularly like orange.
Good question. Good question. I don't have an answer. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think about this interesting question? Is it that you have to specifically enjoy it? What is it? Either you do, is it because it's...
Is it a subject? Is it for the person who enjoys it? Or the fact that it's sweet, so you have to... Anyway, you have to say properly. You might not like raspberry.
Would you have taken it if not for the fact that it's medicine? Or not? I think that's really what it boils down to. It's a very interesting shaila. I don't know the answer. Fascinating shaila. So you're taking this strep cell, or maybe strep cell is a bit of an extreme example. Let's just take. You're taking this strep cell purely because you don't really like orange. This lemony taste makes you shiver, but it's edible. But you just personally don't like it. You will never take it if not for the fact that it's a medicine. You never take it. Probably a machel, yeah. Probably, yeah. So it's a very interesting shaila. I don't know the answer. Yeah. But if you would eat a lemon, and you don't like lemons, you still make a bracha. If you eat something, generally speaking, even if you don't like it, you still make a bracha. Somebody, your mother forces you to eat something, and you don't like it, you still make a bracha. You do. Well, the truth is, that leads us right into the next Seif. That leads us right into the next, into the Ramah. It's interesting. Says the Ramah, Im onsu lechol o lishtois. If he was forced proper to eat and drink something, forced. So that's not like, he was forced proper. Im onsu lechol o lishtois. Forced, imposed on eating something. Afal gav, although tacheich nenemem, and although you do get enjoyment, you enjoy it. Enem v'aycholav, you don't make a bracha on it. Hoil v'nenas al kach, because he was forced into that. He was forced, so therefore it doesn't make a bracha. The Mishnah Bura says the following explanation in that: why is it that it was forced, you imposed on it? Why don't you make a bracha? It's food. Why don't you make a bracha? Says the Mishnah Mointsev Kok Memhei, the following explanation: we need to see that in a minute. Maybe let's see it now before we actually to get additional clarity. Let's see Sif Test. Please excuse me. Let's look at Sif Test and Shulchan Aruch and then go back to the Mishnah because the question will be clearer there. Sif Test. So the Ramah told us, if you're forced and imposed to eat something, you don't make a bracha. Somebody who's holding a gun and says, you ate that cake, otherwise I'll... Yeah? Then you don't make a bracha. But, Sif Test tells us, Ochal Maichal Oy Mashke Shel Issa. If a person ate a fruit or drink, Shel Issa. It was also, it's Treifa. It's made out of Dvorim Asuri Mamash. The Reise of the Rabbonin. It's a fruit item which is prohibited... And you're eating that. You're eating because of danger. You're eating because of danger. You do make a bracha, tchila before and soif afterwards. So the scenario we're talking about over here is if somebody is in danger, and the case is, don't worry, I haven't forgotten my mei. Let's just do sifkot memvav first. Such as choyle, an ill person cholile, shetzorich lechoyl ma'acholes asuros, he must eat for his medical situation, he must eat forbidden foods, lerefuah asoy, for his medical healing process, kolchkein, and similar, even more so, imoichel naichel shaleta bizman ha'isa, if he's eating a food item, which is permitted, bizman ha'osu, in a time which is really forbidden to eat, kagoin, such as chole b'yom ha'kippur, somebody's a chole, on Yom Kippur, he wants to eat something, he must eat something, he's sakana, he's allowed to eat. It's the time, is a time which is also to eat, Yom Kippur, but the food item is a food item which is kosher. Same, it's the act of eating is also now. So the, in those two scenarios, where the food is also or the time is also, either way, you do make a bracha. As it's discussed in Hilchas Yom Kippur. So we're learning that if you are forced because of the zakana, you make a bracha. You make a bracha. So the question is going to be a question as follows now. So what's going to be the question? You tell me, what's the question? We're learning in Sif Test that if a person is forced because of his medical situation, he's forced to eat something, what's the halacha? You do make a bracha. You do make a bracha. And a minute earlier we learned, the Ramah tells us that if a person, what was the Ramah telling us? If a person is forced, he doesn't make a bracha. So the question is, what he's also forced by the medicine, he's also, by the ill person, he's also forced to have a medicine. He's forced because of his health. He's forced because of his medical situation. So how does that make sense? Again, the question is as follows. It's a beautiful question. In Sif Ches we're learning, a person who is forced to eat, there's a person holding a gun and says, you better eat Marmite otherwise. So it's a hard question. It's a hard question. I don't know, what would you go? Marmite, would you go for the person with a gun? He says, yeah, better eat this bread with Marmite, or I will. What would you go for? Are you okay? Are you one of those? Okay. Oh, okay, good. Okay, I personally, when I see Marmite, I run. So a person would say, okay, you can either eat this, or otherwise, and he has his gun ready, so then the halacha is, if you choose to go for the food rather than the alternative, then the halacha is, you do not make a bracha. You don't, if you're forced to eat something, you don't make a bracha. That's halacha in Sif Ches. In Sif Tes, we're learning something which seems to be a contradiction. Because in Sif Tes, we're learning, if a person is ill, is a chola, and he must eat something to heal himself, the halacha there is, that he has to eat something which is also, it's a Meichel Issa, he needs to eat, he needs to go through a cup of wine which is Yayin Nesach, or will be another example. He needs to eat something which is also, a food item which is also, which is going to heal him. He needs to have this teif for meat now.
Something from a
sherry
tree.
Pardon?
That's
right, he needs to eat that. If I say to yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, he needs to, alternatively, he has to eat something on Yom Kippur, and he really, 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 if he's not going to eat, his chas v'shalom going to die. So what's the halacha? He must eat it. And what's the halacha with regards to the bracha? So the halacha is that if it's a ma'ishish, it's a mevarech alav, if it does make a bracha. So the question is, why is it that if you're forced with a, if you're forced, You don't make a bracha, but if you are forced because of the sakana, because of sakana, you do make a bracha. How does that make sense? That's the Mishnah Berurah's question. It's a very interesting question because that's going to lead us into more clarity. Sifkot mehmei, say the Mishnah Berurah. It does not resemble to what we're learning in Sif Tes. Somebody eats something which also becomes danger. At the end of the day, if you hold that, if you're forcing a person to eat something, at the end of the day, he does get some physical benefit from it. He's eating it. He's getting a benefit from it. It's forced. Shiny hosam the oynes ein alachil gufa. The forcing, the imposing, is on the actual act of eating. Mashenken hocha, as opposed to over here in Seif Ches, shachil gufa le de oynes. There, when he doesn't want to eat at all. He's the eating itself is an oynes. Sha oynsim oysoy la ochloy. They're forcing him to eat something. Lo shaych bazel chayv le vechal nosakim jo ba kochoy. If somebody is ill on Yom Kippur and he's eating, at the end of the day, do you think he's going to enjoy the eat the food or not?
No.
Well, Mishnah says he will. At the end of the day, he's hungry. He's going to enjoy the food. He's allowed to. Why would not? Are you telling
it
because?
Enjoy eating it as
possible. Hey, okay. The Rav tells him he should. He must. So, and he's going to do it. He's going to eat because he has to. So that okay, he's going to enjoy it. At the end of the day, he's going to enjoy it. True or not true?
Yeah.
The Rav told him to. So he's gonna enjoy it, as opposed to if he's forced, imposed on eating something, because he doesn't. Somebody's holding a gun there, and he says you have to eat it all. Then he doesn't want to eat this at all. He doesn't want to eat it. So the halacha is he can't eat this. He doesn't want to eat this, but he's forced to eat it. The halacha is that he does not make a bracha. He will not make a bracha. Pardon
he.
Yeah, I mean, all I know is a story of Shlomo Zalman, that there was a person, who had to eat. He was ill and he was old, and he had to eat on Yom Kippur. So Shlomo Zalman went to him on Yom Kippur, and he told him, "I know you're early to eat." Shlomo Zalman himself was already very old then. Shlomo Zalman said, "I know you are old. And I know you are Erlich, and I know you're going to find it very hard to eat in Yom Kippur. I know you're going to find it hard. I've come to visit you to tell you that you're very Erlich, and you're tired. But if you want to keep the Torah, you don't be upset about fasting. On the contrary, no, don't be upset about not fasting. On the contrary, the Torah now says one mitzvah, and the mitzvah is v'chai b'hem. You have got the mitzvah now of v'chai b'hem, which is the mitzvah the Baruch Hashem asks you that you must eat today. So if you want to keep the Baruch Hashem's rotzen, don't have your own understanding. The Hashem wants you to eat now. That's what Hashem wants from you. Don't be clever and formed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Baruch Hashem says v'chai b'hem, you must eat because the Rav said the doctor said you have to eat, so you have to eat. So he's telling him you can put your girdle and your hat on before you eat. It's a mitzvah. Don't make it into I feel so bad about eating. No, it's a mitzvah. You have to v'chai b'hem. And I think it's an eye opener. It's not, but yeah, it's a chatchila. If a person has to eat, then he has to eat. It's a mitzvah. It's so important, a mitzvah, it overrides Hilchas Yom Kippur, but that's what the Baruch Hashem really wants. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So that is a distinction between if a person is forced and a person is, and the person that eats becomes Ibn Asakona. So therefore, if a person is eating Dova Osu, same would be there as well. If he has to eat Dova Osu, Ibn Asakona, he has to eat a medicine which is Osu, then the halacha is that he does make a brach because ultimately he's enjoying it. We covered tonight the following halachas b'siat v'shmaya. We learned that we started speaking about the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Mem Beis, which tells us if a person is drinking water for refuah only, he does not make a bracha. If he's thirsty and he's drinking for refuah, he does make a bracha. With regards to foods and drinks which are consumed for medical purpose, if you're enjoying it, you make a bracha. If you're not enjoying it, you're not making a bracha. Rama tells a person is forced to eat, he does not make a bracha. If a person has a Issa, which he must eat b'min asakona, there the Shulchan Aruch says, you does make a bracha, because the Mishneh Berurah explains that ultimately, Achech Nene does have enjoyment from it. Right, good evening, Rabbi Yisai.